Can you drinking?
Yeah, because I'm drinking. I need the drink. I need
the. What are you drinking, Adam?
Some summer fruits cordial.
Summer fruits.
Yeah.
That's very basic.
Well, do you want me to be drinking?
I don't know, but I've tried a drink. I didn't try a drink yesterday. I should have waited till today.
You should have done. How dare you?
But I didn't think.
What did you try?
I tried the new like Coca-Cola flavor.
There's a new cola flavor?
Yeah, there's one that's like being like sponsored by that artist or whatever, or it's like,
I don't know.
Or it's called like some DJ, I think, but he's like got his own flavor of Coca-Cola. And it was meant to be strawberry and melon flavored.
DJ Coca-Cola. I don't even know what this is, so I'm having a look. I don't. Marshmallow?
Yeah. Oh, that might be the guy.
Yeah, he's got the artist Marshmallows limited edition Coke and Coke Zero.
Yeah, I tried that.
Watermelon strawberry flavor Coke.
It was okay.
Did it taste like watermelon and strawberry and Coke?
Yes, it actually did. It tasted of all three.
I can't imagine how all three of those flavors mix. Like, it doesn't sound okay to me to have all of those flavors mix.
The new peach flavored Coke.
Yeah, no, is it just Coke Zero, though?
I mean, yeah, but what difference does that make?
It's not so... Like, Coke Zero is not a stronger Coke flavor, though, is it?
I don't think... I think it's pretty similar. The only thing you're missing is the sugar.
Yeah, but, like, Coke's, like, all sugar.
Okay.
You know?
It's not really. I mean, it's got a lot of sugar in it.
It's got like caramel flavorings and a lot of sugar in it, right? Coca-Cola ingredients. Not intergalactic. Why is Coca-Cola what does that mean? Also, it's going to give me the American one, isn't it? Not the UK one, though. Which I assume tastes very different. Your carbonated water, sugar, color, caramel, phosphoric acid, natural flavorings including caffeine. Most of it is carbonated water and sugar, though. The American ones also have corn syrup. High fructose corn syrup instead of sugar, I guess. Because, you know, Americans.
Because we don't have corn syrup because... Because, I don't know, I imagine there's some food law in the UK.
I imagine so, like, I don't know exactly.
Stop it with the corn syrup, please. No thanks, not today.
Yeah, I don't know what right. It is exactly. But yeah.
Shall we get started on?
We should.
Charlie, are you there?
I have been here the entire time.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just had nothing to say.
Well, this is the medium in which we say stuff.
It is the medium of which we say stuff. You're not wrong.
Right, Adam, go on, start it.
I was going to, and then you spoke.
Yeah, come on, Adam, start it. Start it, Adam. Adam, come on, hurry up. Start it.
The more Adam is not speaking, the more angry, the angrier I'm getting.
Adam, start. Start talking, bruv. Why are you not talking? Why are you not talking? Just intro the show, bro. What's the deepness? Just Jesus. Get to it.
Okay. Yeah, this is all right. Hello, and welcome to Sometimes Video Games. I'm Adam, and as per usual, I am joined by Louis Bertwistle and Charlie Walsh. How are you?
You're all right. Yeah, I'm doing well. I'm surviving. I'm a little bit tired. A lot less tired this week.
You're less tired than you were last. That's good. I guess it's good that you're less tired than you were last.
Well, week. It's because I'm on the later shift.
So you're able to wake up a bit later, I guess.
Yeah, spend a bit longer in bed.
Charlie knows all about spending time in bed. Have you spent any time in bed this week, Charlie?
Not much.
Most of it on the chair.
I woke up... honestly, it's actually quite bad.
It is quite bad.
It's quite bad at the moment, I'm not going to lie to you. I've fallen asleep either on the chair or on the sofa every night for the past 4 days. And the sofa is when I'm like, I need to have a break from work. And then I sit on the sofa and then I instantly fall asleep.
Yeah, that's not good.
No, it's not. It's not.
No, that sounds
bad. I would describe it as, hear me out, bad.
Are you just like working around the clock again?
At the moment, yeah.
Jesus Christ, man. Yeah, apart from when you're watching WWE, I guess.
No, that's just on the second screen. I'm working even now.
Fair enough.
That's literally it. The reason I'm watching old WWE is because I don't have to concentrate on it. So it's just like background noise that's happening in the background. And then I look and I'm like, oh.
You occasionally see something random as fucking like, yo.
Yeah. Yeah, basically. It's on. That's how I'm powering through it. I've watched almost all of 1996 in like a couple of weeks.
That's impressive.
And considering they do at least one show a week, most sometimes two, and that's like 3 hours of content. So
what's your favorite bit of 1996 WWE?
Vader is incredible. So there's this wrestler called Vader, right?
Like Darth and Vader.
He's this big guy, right? He's probably like 6 foot. But he's not super tall. He's tall in compared to normal human beings. He's very tall, but like compared to 1996 WWF wrestlers, he's not super tall. So he's probably like 6'2", 6'3". So he gets towered over by most people. But he's rotund. He's just a circle, right?
Sure.
And he's this big guy. And he's this powerful bloke, and he wears this weird mask that's like a bunch of straps just on his face.
Wow.
But he came in and he's been like one of the most well-known wrestlers wherever he went, right? And so he came in with this big reputation. And so what they did is they paired him with a manager. So his manager does all the talking for him. And then he just stands and looks menacing. But I love the fact that they've clearly told him, look, be menacing. And so when the manager's like shouting at the camera, he just sort of stands next to him making weird noises. And so I apologize because this is an audio medium and it's about to get weird, but so the manager will be standing there and being like, Shawn Michaels, you're gonna get absolutely destroyed at SummerSlam, blah 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 blah. And while he's doing that, Vader will just be standing next to him going and just making these really odd noises and sort of not even flexing, just sort of standing weirdly and moving his arms around and just sort of like going it's just really incredible.
It sounds like it needs medical attention.
Honestly, you look at it and you're like, what has someone told you to do? What are you trying to do? It's incredible. And he does it all of the time. There is no point. Even when he's walking to the ring, he just starts doing it. And what I like is the microphones are just picking all of it up. Because it's not like there's a microphone like directly by the manager's mouth or something. It's just like a sort of generic mic that's picking up the sort of room sound. And so you're hearing the manager and then you'll just be watching this guy just sort of in the background going just making the oddest noises. And it's mesmerizing. I cannot stress how mesmerizing it is. I just watch it and I'm like, what a weird Donnie. It's incredible. I love it. And there's so much stuff like that. But Vader is like top tier weird bloke. I don't understand what he's doing.
That sounds fantastic.
Oh, it's because usually if I watch wrestling now, it's like playing a game now and you like look at it through a different lens because it's like now. It's like concurrent. It's whatever. If you play a game from 1996, your brain sort of like structures how you look at it differently. Mm-hmm. You're not thinking as much about the mechanics or anything else. And so it's really easy to just sort of switch off and enjoy what you're seeing for the sake of watching it, as opposed to thinking about anything else. And it's fucking insane. And I love it. I love it so much.
I get you. That sounds fun.
So I end up watching that, and then I can fall asleep, and then I have to rewind for like 45 minutes because I've slept or whatever.
Because you sleep for 45 minutes at a time?
In my chair, and then like, yeah.
Oh my God, Charlie. Yeah, Charlie.
Bad.
I'm gonna criticize your work ethic. You're working too hard.
And the worst part is, I feel like I'm not even getting that much done. It's pissing me off.
Is it because you're too busy watching, like, splitting your sides at... And then, going to sleep for 45 minutes.
If you had seen any of this sort of nonsense, then you would be mesmerized by it and distracted.
I'm sure. No, I'm not saying that you shouldn't be distracted by it. I'm saying that maybe it doesn't help your working.
I don't know, maybe.
Maybe.
What, man? Shout out Vader.
I have a special treat. We started off talking about new flavors of things, didn't we?
We did start talking about new flavors.
I was going to talk about it, but I have a taster of something, and it's not the summer fruits cordial that I've got. That's just for me to keep hydrated. I will talk to you about my water situation in a minute, but I want to tell you of a beautiful thing that I saw. You might have seen adverts for it a while ago. So there was this thing I saw on Twitter, a caramel flavored twirl.
Oh yeah, I've seen them in the shop. I've never got one.
I've never seen them in the shop before. I saw that they existed. I just couldn't find them anywhere. So I saw one today in Morrison's, and I was like, guess that is coming with me, because I really want to try it. Like, I really badly want twirls, right? Twirls. Fucking top tier chocolate. Twirls, top tier.
Yeah, just they're a flake that's got their act together.
Yeah, yeah, they're phenomenal. Caramel flavor. Well, I mean caramel in general, right? So caramel's also pretty great.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Pretty great. I don't know about caramel flavoring. It doesn't seem to have caramel in it. It seems to have caramel flavor. This is intense Cadbury milk chocolate with caramel flavor, which. Now that I'm reading it, has me slightly worried that it's not just a twirl with, like, caramel infused in it. It's a twirl with caramel flavour. But hey, we'll give it a go. Worst comes to worst, it's just a twirl, so it can't be that bad. Unless it tastes horrible.
You said that could be god.
What you're describing is the actual worst of what could be happening.
The worst could happen is it tastes disgusting. It smells... amazing though, because it smells like a twirl. Right, I'm gonna give this twirl a little bite. Let's go.
You're gonna give that twirl a whirl.
Mm-hmm. Mmm.
This is unreal. Usually you could see your face, but right now it just sounds.
I just want to eat the whole thing. Ah, that's good.
This is good.
They're fucking good, man.
I don't know, it's chocolate and caramel, isn't it?
Yeah, you're not wrong.
So, I feel like there's like a layer of the caramel flavouring, like on the top of the twirl, but you know, there's like, in the twirl, there's those are like layers of chocolate.
Sure, yeah.
And I feel like one of those layers like is just caramel instead of chocolate. Very nice. It's just good, man. I know what you expect from me. It's fucking good chocolate, and it tastes like caramel. I'm impressed.
I mean, sometimes the words speak for themselves.
They do sometimes. I need liquid after that, though. It's very rich. I will say it's very rich.
Sure.
Like I ate it and I was like, this is really good, but also I can feel my mouth dying because of how. Richard is. I've had a weekend, you know.
You've had a weekend?
I've had a weekend. So I guess officially we'll start on Saturday. Saturday morning.
That tends to be when the weekend starts.
Well, the weekend starts on Fridays.
I would say Friday is still firmly part of the week.
It is part of the week, but that's when the weekend starts, right?
I feel like the weekend starts on Saturday, I can't mind you.
Fair enough. So Saturday, 10 o'clock in the morning, my housemate gets a text, right? And that text is from United Utilities, the water supplier.
starting very strongly.
And they say, hey, nothing to worry about, but you're going to be experiencing some low water pressure over the weekend. And we're going to do everything we can, but we're going to sort it out as quickly as possible. But you don't have to worry about it. You just have some low water pressure. Okay. Cool. So we check the taps. Okay. Fair enough. There's some low water pressure there. Taps weren't working great. Had a shower, but it wasn't a particularly powerful shower. It was a whatever kind of shower. There was water present. But not a lot of it. Not a lot of it. Then we ended up going out. So me and Louis went on a night out on Saturday night.
Yeah, we did. This is where I come in.
This is where Louis exists. Louis's there. Yeah, we went on a night out on Saturday night. We went to Blackburn, which is probably one of the worst places to go to a night out.
It was... I don't know. I personally, I think it was the wrong choice.
Mm. Why is that, Lou?
Because it was just a bit awful.
I will explain. So every place we went into, so we started off in Wetherspoons, mostly because that's you can get food. Right? So went to Wetherspoons, had some food. Then we left Wetherspoons, went to another pub. Pub was filled with old people.
Yeah.
We're like, oh. Cool.
I feel like Wetherspoons is either full of old people or full of teenagers, and there's no in between.
Well, Wetherspoons is full of old people, but we don't mind so much because you get cheap food there.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying in general, when you go to a Wetherspoons, it's either full of old people or full of teenagers, and there's no in between, in my opinion.
And then
that's in my experience, that's how it tends to go.
We went to this other pub, also filled with old people. Right? Had a few drinks there. And then we went, okay, let's go to the... What counts as like a nightclub thing, right? It was like 10 o'clock, I guess. At half 10, maybe-ish, right? We're like, let's go to this like odd clubby bit. It's like it's not a club, but it's a room that plays music and has people there. Walked in, directly to the left of the door were three old people, and nobody else was in the room.
Hard to see a theme here.
I was like, oh, this doesn't look great. So we got a drink. Sat down. Two of our mates started watching Match of the Day because that was playing on the TV. And we were just sat there like, yeah, this isn't great. What are we doing? What are we going to do? Someone said, oh, we go to Darwin. Or whatever. I was like, I don't want to go to Darwin. I don't enjoy that place, that town as a place. That's where I grew up. I don't really like it. I can't remember if I said I'll go to Preston or if someone else said Preston. I think someone else might have said Preston. And we ended up going to Preston. Because we could. Why not? And it was a good night out.
From a southern perspective, could you just give me how far apart are those two places? I know they're relatively close, okay. But
so
like...
So we're in Blackburn. Darwin is like, I would say on the bus, let's say it's like 20 minutes away on the bus.
Uh-huh.
It is the exact next town over. In fact, it's often, it's grouped together most of the time.
The services are called Blackburn and Darwin.
Yeah, it's called Blackburn like with Darwin, yeah.
I see, yeah.
Preston is, I would guess, the nearest city. I don't think there's a city closer. But it is, like, let's say on the bus, I would say it's, like, 45 minutes away.
Okay.
So it's, like, double the distance, basically.
It seems like a trek to me, but carry on.
But we got a taxi, so it's not as... It's more expensive, but it doesn't
take
us...
Fair.
It's also, like, half 10, 11 by the time we leave, mm-hmm. So we get into Preston. It is immediately busier by like a lot, right? And with a lot fewer old people, which is good.
City, right? You just suspect.
It's also where I went to university. I think most people there are students. I felt like a lot of students will have left already because it's August, but there were definitely a few students
there
as well.
Yeah, it's not quite student-y time anymore.
So at that, also if it turns out, all the bars are cheaper than Blackburn as well. Despite the fact that it's been a city. It's a city. So Preston's just cheaper than Blackburn for a night out. If you live in the area and want to go on a night out, don't go to Blackburn because it is expensive and shit. which I didn't think was something we could. I think that's something that'll happen. Anyway, I'm sure we had our night out. I'm pretty sure Louis pulled. I don't know if that's how you'd call it, but you know.
I mean, I don't know. I spoke to her for a couple of days after that, and then I don't know. I've just been left on red since.
Oh, left on red. That's not good. Fair play, though. I mean, you at least tried. All the Mars.
I don't know. I wasn't asked about it.
There we go.
I was like, whatever.
So we got home. My housemate went to the toilet. I poured myself a glass of water because we were a bit drunk and we're like, you know, okay, let's go do, you know, the normal stuff and then get ready for bed. I had a glass of water. We have a little jug of water in our kitchen that we keep in the fridge to keep water cool. So that ran out and I just filled it up with water and there was the low pressure was still present, was still there, right? My friend went to the toilet, and then afterwards I went to the toilet and realized that I couldn't flush it. There was no water in the in the tank at all.
Mm.
Like, it hadn't refilled. And I was like, okay, that seems like a problem. A problem that I can't deal with. So we went to bed, whatever. We get up in the next morning. First things first, turn the tap on. No running water at all. Like, the tap, turn the tap on, no running water. Not a drop. Just some weird churning from the pipes. We'd not been told anything about it. No, my husband hadn't had a text about the water going off completely or anything like that. The toilet was still not full. We just literally had no water. Like, at all. All of Sunday. Mm. After a night out.
I mean, just all of Sunday in general.
Just all of Sunday.
Did you not think to go to the shop and try and acquire some water?
Well, you say that, but do you know how many people in Darwin and Blackburn also did not have water?
Yeah, I imagine. Did you not even try?
Lee went to his parents to pick up some bottles of water from there. So we did have water, like drinking water. But we had like a couple of liters, basically, right? But the United Utilities were offering bottles of water for people who could travel to Witton Park. I don't know where that is. Or Pleasington. I don't know where that is.
Pleasington sounds like a fake place.
It's
real. Pleasington is real.
I'm not doubting it's real. I'm just saying it sounds fake.
I know that's where, like, they bury people or something.
That's ominous.
Pleasington has a crematorium there. Yeah, that's why.
Why is it called Pleasington? It's like, oh yeah, we bury people here.
Yeah, but that's where we bury people. Yeah, that's why. But we realized that it was like miles away from us, basically. And also, Darwin had no water whatsoever. And everyone from Darwin would have to travel on a Sunday via public transport to, like, the middle of nowhere to pick up water. That was pretty bad. And it still wasn't fixed on Monday.
It wasn't fixed on Monday.
It was not fixed on Monday. No, we still had no water on Monday. And then on Tuesday, we had brown water. Which was great.
I feel like brown water is not particularly good for health.
No.
I wouldn't think brown water was particularly. Yeah, no. I wouldn't. It's not the safest.
It's not for me. Is the brown water? No, not really.
Not vibing the brown water. No?
Not vibing the brown water. We are currently up and running with water now, I believe, although I think they're still working on whatever it was. So, like, I checked the website for United Utilities because they didn't give us any other information. And I think a pipe had burst. So when we were traveling to Preston, the taxi driver was talking to us about how, like, there was roadworks along a certain road and he couldn't go that way. It was all blocked off.
That's because a pipe had burst there. And it was, I think it was a two-store house. The pipe was like a two-story house down under the ground.
Sure.
And so they just had to dig up the entire road and to try and fix this pipe, which I don't think they have actually fixed yet. But what they've been doing is they've just been dumping water into the pipes. Like, that's their solution is, I don't know, let's just put as much water into the pipes as possible. And then they also delivered, like, 3 crates full of 2-liter bottles of water, which we just have in our kitchen now. They did that on, like, the Tuesday, though.
Who would want to be a water utility company right now? Do you know what I mean?
True, yeah.
It just seems like a lot of stress.
It's not ideal, I don't think.
With the heat and all that, I'm not for it.
Yeah, but yeah, it was a fun weekend where we had no water in our house whatsoever, and we've only just got water back now properly. it's been a nightmare. It was really bad when I thought I just couldn't flush the toilet, and also was using like 2-liter bottles of water to try and fill the tank up, which didn't work as well as I thought it would. It wasn't good. It was a bit of a nightmare. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know if they... I know they're still working on it because I saw them today. I don't know if like... I don't even know if the water's drinkable at the moment, right? All I know is we've just got fuckloads of bottles of bottles of water. So we've been using them because they were free, I guess. So we might as well use them. But I don't even know if the tap water's drinkable at the moment. I know that the it's still ongoing. That's how bad it is.
They should probably tell you if it's not drinkable, right? You'd imagine.
I mean, you'd imagine, but I mean, they didn't like even I say tell that, us it wasn't but... working, so... they told us that it was low pressure, but they didn't tell us it wasn't working, so...
Yeah.
I don't know, man, I don't know. It's a thing. Yeah, so we've had no water. All good.
Yeah, when no water happens here, they don't tend to tell us. It just sort of happens.
You just turn the taps on and go, there's no water.
Yeah, a lot of the time it will splutter for a bit and make weird noises, and it will just stop. You know, you get it when you turn it on and it's like...
Yeah, So when we had brown water, I turned the toilet had refilled, and I was like, oh, shit, the toilet's refilled. Cool. That means we've got water. Turn the tap on. It went like... noises.
Yeah.
And then like it actually started like erupting brown water.
Yeah, like, I've had that.
Oh, this isn't thing, good. Yeah. This is really bad. Oh shit, I should just turn the tap off. So yeah, I don't know what that was. That was fucking Monday or Tuesday, I don't remember which one, but it was wasn't good. We needed water. Who knew you needed water to live?
Weird that, innit?
It is weird that we need water as much as we do.
I've never experienced it for a whole day, though. I've had it for, like, 6 hours, but for, like...
But two like, or three days. Like, it's been... 3 days.
Yeah, that's, like, mad.
But the fact that we had 3 days of no water, and the people in Darwin were not able to get anywhere to get water. Like, they set up a temporary water bottle thing in the marketplace the day after, like, the second day. It's mad, right? Like they just forgot about this town that had no water for 3 days. And it reminds me of I don't know if you would have if you'll remember this, but I think last year there was a town in the northeast of England that just had no electricity for like 2 weeks. And nobody's reported on it. Well, the news didn't even really know that it existed. Right? Like nobody cared. It's northeast, exactly. What's who cares? It's Newcastle, right? But like, it just makes it's shocking, right? Imagine London had no water for 3 days, or London had no electricity. I'd know about it, because everyone would be talking about it.
Maybe. I mean, stuff happens here and nothing. No one talks about it, but it's not
sure. Yeah.
It's just the way it is.
It is.
I don't know. It's all it is. The whole. I don't know. Like I say, it's just. The fucking heat, man. It's only going to get worse.
I mean, the heat is going to... but it might... That's sort of the worst thing. Like, they were saying it was the hottest weekend, and just there was a town full of people that just have no water throughout the entire hottest weekend. I remember there was a
water problem just a couple of years ago. I can't remember. It was somewhere in East London. Mm. I can't remember. And it was like in the middle of summer. Obviously, it wasn't as hot as it is now, but a couple of years ago, it was in the middle of summer. And I just remember the like local news report on it and just people being like, yeah, we've had no water for several days. Don't know what to do. And they were just like, news reporters would go into people's flats and they would just be like, yeah, we went up Tesco and bought like flipping like as many bottles of 2 liter water as we could, and then they turn on the tap and it would just be nothing.
Yeah.
You just get lots of B-roll of tap turn, no water.
I was basically
it was a couple of years ago somewhere in East London, I don't remember where, but just that sort of like just being like, bruv, it's only going to get worse. Like it I say, it's the hotter it gets and everything else, it's only going to get worse. It's mad.
So be prepared for weeks potentially without water, and then have a backup plan, I suppose.
Well, they've got that thing coming up, don't they? In the winter, the winter and autumn supposed rolling blackouts are planned. So
yeah, I heard about that. I don't really understand why that's the case, but
so I don't know if it will actually happen or not. But
I don't know what it's supposed to help.
I guess if you can only get a certain supply of electricity, if you cut off certain amounts of time, you can supply it for certain amount of time, as opposed to, you know, you can control it and warn people.
Fridges just get fucked then, right? You just can't.
This is what I was saying. I don't really understand exactly how it's going to work, because you're telling me every business in an area is just going to have no power for a weekend. I don't think it's going to happen.
Imagine every supermarket's like freezer, like how much food gets wasted then? Remove all powers from every Sainsbury's, and Sainsbury's lose billions in the process.
It'd be great. Can't wait.
I did hear about the blackouts. I do not understand. But I talk about weird people. Talk about weird stuff that's happened. Did you hear Liz Truss's recorded conversation? You might have heard it.
No, I've not really. I've sort of managed to artfully avoid the news for a while.
I've been busy.
Well, I say artfully avoid. I've just not had time to check it. But
I saw it today. I was just out and I watched a video, and someone had recorded her saying, "There's a couple things in this conversation that are interesting." Well, first thing she basically says is that British workers are. She doesn't say lazy. But she says that they're not productive, right? The British workers are not as productive as they need to be, as they should be. And then she goes on to say that it's interesting. People blame all of the British productivity problems on migrants and immigrants and stuff like that, and that's why Brexit happened. But the reality is that in fact it's the British workers who won't do the jobs properly and don't want to do the work, and there's this expectation of that people have like expectations about what they're supposed to deserve, what they are supposed to have as British people, and so this is Liz Truss, princess of Brexit, basically admitting that Brexit was stupid.
Well, I mean, I don't know if I'd call her princess of Brexit, to be fair. She was Remainer to begin with.
She was Remainer, but people definitely treat her kind of like a she's definitely like pro-Brexit now, right? And people kind of look at her as a like, oh, she is the true queen of Brexit or whatever, right? Then she moves on to say something about how workers in China don't workers in China are pretty good, right? They don't complain like the
workers. You know what it is? It's all those pork markets.
It is all those pork markets. She loves the pork. She loves a pork market.
She loves a pork market.
Alice, she loves a pork market.
Mate, she went to China. She was like, yo, the pork markets, though. It's like when someone goes to Italy and then come back and talk to me about the pizza. It's her and the pork markets in China, man.
She's all about the pork market.
She loves a pork market.
But I was genuinely... Shocked to hear her say that about Brexit. Not about people. I'm pretty sure that, like, that's just the case. But it sort of switched to me that, like, she wasn't just stupid. Like, she didn't sound stupid. You know how she normally sounds?
Yeah, stupid.
Like, she normally sounds like an absolute moron. Talking about pork markets and getting angry about cheese and getting lost in rooms with one door. Like, she usually comes across genuinely stupid. And in this little conversation, it was like someone had recorded it on their phone. She came across as intelligent, right? That she knew what she was talking about. And it immediately made her drop about 10 or 20, 100 points in my estimate of, like, whether or not I think I just now think she's actually evil instead of just stupid. Or at least self-serving enough to not care.
But that's the thing with any politician, right, to some extent. I say any politician, but I'm generalizing. But,
sure.
Especially in a leadership contest, you will just say whatever's the right thing to say in front of someone to get in. Do you know what I mean?
I mean, it's like Rishi Sunak I can't remember what he fucking said, but it was something stupid, wasn't it?
Saying he changed the funding formulas, so it went from poorer urban areas to more affluent rural areas and stuff like it's stuff like that. It's like you're speaking to the choir, you're speaking to the person you want to vote for you, so you're just going to say whatever you want, you know?
Yeah, true.
You can't really. She probably, like, do we know what she actually believes in terms of Brexit? No,
that's
not really.
What I think in the same
way that you look at all the people supporting her in terms of the Conservative candidates who are now supporting her, and it's like, well, do you actually think she's the best person, or do you think she's going to win?
I mean, that's
so you want to be on the winning side, and then you can be curry favor with the person who's going to win. Do you know what I mean? There's always that sort of question in the background.
Yeah. But I find Liz Truss really interesting as a person, because since I saw the clips of her being a Liberal Democrat as a teenager in university or whatever, and shouting about, like, I'm pretty sure she said something about how people need to nationalize the railways and shit like that. I don't know, whatever it was that she was talking about. And going from that to pork markets and angry cheese, I just thought, oh, well, maybe she's just an idiot. I don't know, maybe she's just really stupid. But like, this recent thing, I'm just like, you know what? Actually, maybe she's not stupid. Maybe this is just a real self-serving effort, like, on her part, right? Maybe it's just
I'd be really interested to hear. You'll never ever get this ever.
No.
Until maybe way after she retired or something. Mm. I would be really interested to see why she changed from Liberal Democrat to Conservative, because she was so public in the public eye.
Yeah.
Because you don't usually see people change from one party to the other when they're already so public, without very openly saying exactly why in excruciating detail, right? You look at the people who changed from Conservative to UKIP when that was happening. You're looking at John Bercow changing from Conservative to Labour, like, very publicly talking about it. Like, I would be interested to see what changed the mind, because people changing political allegiances isn't weird or new.
No.
It just is what people, you grow up and your opinions change or whatever. But it was the fact that she was, like, at the Lib Dem conferences, giving speeches, being like, I am Little Miss Lib Dem, and now she's potentially going to be a Conservative Prime Minister. It's just weird to me. I don't know. You'll never know. We'll never know.
But
I would be interested to see.
It's so self-serving. Like, because I genuinely was just like, I think she's an idiot, right? I genuinely just thought she was an idiot. But, like, these two things back-to-back makes me think that she's not an idiot. Like, not in the way that I think that Boris is an idiot, though, right? Because, like, Boris has complicated intelligence. Like, he's clearly well-read and well-educated, but, like, out of everything, is actually just an idiot, right? He plays up the bumbling fool thing, right? He plays up the clown role, but, like, deep down, no, he is actually just thick. He's just well-read and has a lot of money. Whereas Liz Truss, I don't even know where she came from. Like, I don't know what her parents are like. I know there was something going around that her parents were, her dad was a left-wing math teacher, which is a weird combination of things.
Just a why specifically a left-wing maths teacher?
That was the rumor going around that there was someone like a maths professor, even, sorry,
at a university. He was very left-wing, and his last name was Truss, and that he was her dad, and that they'd kind of distanced themselves from each other because of, you know, the conservative thing. But I don't know if that's true or not. Like, I'm not, I don't want to, say that is definitely 100% true when I don't know for a fact. But it's like, we don't even know where she came from. We don't know what her upbringing is, other than she went to a school in Yorkshire for a bit. And then she was a Lib Dem. And that she claims that she's now a conservative instead of a Lib Dem because of Thatcher? Or something? Because Labour were bad when Thatcher was in... I don't even know. It's just such a fucking weird... cross of stuff. And it makes me just think that she's really self-serving. You know? Like, it's just because she wants to progress through in the easiest way possible. I don't know.
He's a dickhead.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
I come through strong on that one.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I agree. I just also don't know her thing, right? I feel like there's more going on. I mean, she's a dickhead, but I feel like there's more going on, you know? Whereas maybe. Boris, I'm just like, he's a fucking idiot.
I'd probably feel the opposite way.
I know, because I think that's the point, right?
I think Boris is the most self-serving person you're ever going to see.
Oh, yeah, yeah, but I think it's obvious. Anything.
Yeah, fair enough.
I feel like it's very obvious. I feel like he's obvious that he's self-serving, but it's obvious that he sort of plays up his buffoonery to the cameras. I think it's very obvious. I think he's an obvious person, right? I think he also kind of plays up the buffoonery so to a point where you think that he's maybe more intelligent deep down as well, and maybe that he knows exactly what's going on. And he does, he knows what he's doing, but he is also a fucking idiot. I don't know. Maybe I'm giving Liz Truss too much credit, which is not saying a lot.
I think you probably are, but also, you know, they're all dickheads at the end of the day.
Sure. True. What have you been doing, Louis? What's your thing? What are you doing?
I've been playing video games.
Oh, God, video games. What are these video games you speak of?
It's How We Survive.
What have you been playing, Louis?
A lot of Destiny 2.
That sounds about right.
Been doing a lot of runs with some people. And I've also been playing Persona 5 The Royal some more, because
you've been playing Persona 5
again. I have a PlayStation 4 controller again.
Yeah. How do you feel using a PlayStation 4 controller?
I mean, I'm not a particular fan.
Would you prefer to play Persona 5 Royal with a mouse and keyboard?
Probably. I mean, I think it'd be easier considering the camera game is. I feel like that game would be much easier for me on a mouse and keyboard.
Oh, I don't understand. Talk to me about Persona 5, Louis. Are you enjoying it?
It's just a good like game. And I'm not really into JRPGs. I'm just
You're
into
not, yeah.
I just quite like Persona.
What is that about Persona? What do you think it is about Persona that you like that you don't like about other
JRPGs? I don't know.
He has disappeared.
Yeah, I was wondering if it was me that had disappeared, and then
I was just having a think. Sorry.
All right. I don't know, and then just nothing. It's like, oh shit, we've lost him. I don't know. I think so. I was looking at Zero Punctuation really likes Persona 5 or Persona in general as well. And dislikes JRPGs, and I really like his reasoning for it, that it's like a mixture of doing something unusual with the format. So like it does like the whole dating aspect, like dating sim aspect of things, right? You got to get to know your party members and stuff like that. There's more elements of like interesting story and stuff in there, but also just how stylish it is, right? I think that it being as stylish as it is makes it easier to sort of
penetrate the gameplay, you may not be interested in.
I like the whole life like aspect outside of it all. What I just hate about it is the amount of micromanaging you have to do in it in order to get everything done.
Mm, that's fair, yeah.
Because I feel like you can just get through the game and like not really. But if you like want the most out of it, I feel like you have to really micromanage it, and that's like the only lame part.
I feel like because I've done a 100% run of that game more recently, and I feel like if you want to talk to everyone, like max every social link, for example, you really need to know what you're doing, like, and who you're talking to, and when, and what day.
Someone's probably written a guide.
Oh, yeah, no, that's what I followed. I followed the guide, yeah. I didn't know what I was doing. I just followed a guide. Because I was like, I want to get all the social links on this game, so I'm just going to follow a guide because it's easier.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But that's to be fair, the guide I was following towards the end of it, it just sort of started making things up and getting things wrong. So then I did have to kind of, you know, self-correct at times as well. So, but it's fine. You can, you know, cover.
Why would someone make, like, come on, it's like a 5-year-old game. Surely you can make a guide that's like, like at least semi decent.
But the guide was good until a certain point, and then it started getting things wrong. I was like, that's annoying. But you do get plenty of time in Persona 5 Royal to do a lot of stuff as well. Like, I had so much spare time at the end of it that I was just spending all my time in the jazz club. You want to go to the jazz club? How do you find the jazz club? Charlie, do you want to go to a jazz club?
Oh, a jazz club was kind of cool.
This was cool. Do you want to go to a jazz club, Charlie?
Hey.
No? You're not into jazz?
No, I'm into jazz. Why would I go to a jazz club? I'll just put it on Spotify and live my own life.
Ah, but sometimes there's live singers.
Yeah, it's fine.
Go there.
That still involves going to the jazz club.
Go to the jazz club, get a nice...
Why would I want to go to a jazz club and nice pay extra money for a cup of tea?
Alcohol-free cocktail.
Pay for a cup of tea or whatever.
Pay for a cup of tea.
It's just a lot of effort. I could just stay at home and put on Snarky Puppy. I don't need to, you know.
Snarky Puppy?
Yeah.
You could do, I suppose. That's not a, you know... I like the
now.
Like
now, if you told me Snarky Puffy were playing at the jazz club, and the tickets were reasonably priced, then maybe we would have a conversation about it.
Well, yeah, maybe it is. Maybe.
But until that point, not happening. And there's also like 400 people in that band, so they ain't coming to the UK anytime soon.
They're
so
all fitting in the jazz club.
It's not happening. It's not happening. There's a lot of them. Several of them playing instruments I never heard of before. You know. It's not.
There we go. Charlie will not come to the jazz club. No matter how hard you try, unless Snarky Puppy are there. All 400 of them, and not a man less.
There is a lot of them in that band.
Would you watch Snarky Puppy if they'd like left out the triangle player or whatever?
No.
There you go.
That's important, bro.
Speaking of music groups with large amount of members, I've been listening to So Solid Crew a bit recently.
Oh, really? Are they have large? How many members are in So Solid Crew?
I don't know. Quite a lot.
It was definitely in the double figures.
Yeah.
I'm saying it was 20.
How many in So Solid Crew?
I thought it might have been close to 30, you know.
What?
I mean, now it's probably just five. I mean, probably just five people.
Okay, yeah, I will tell you, initially, there were 19, sorry. Initially, there were 19. Now...
Adam's on the Wikipedia page. I am.
Sully does.
Now there are 30.
I thought there was something close. It was something close to 30.
I need to, just if you're on the Wikipedia page, Adam, can I get a location for them? Like where they started, where they're from, please.
Winstonley Estate, London.
In?
London.
Yeah, I'm gonna need a bit. That's a big place. I'm south of the river. Don't like them anymore.
There we go.
I just wanted to know whether they're north or south. I thought they were south. I'm glad I know.
It's just a Winston Lee estate there. Winston Lee and York Road estate. In Battersea.
Yeah, not bad. South of the river. Fair enough. Thank you. Appreciate it, Karen.
Fair enough. Yeah, there's 30 of them. 30 of them. What a bit.
Yep.
They've also not had a song since 2013, so I don't know why they've still got 30 of them, but hey.
Yeah, I'm going to say 30 of the members, that should be 30 times the production rate. That's how it works.
Clearly. They've clearly supposed to make one song since 2013. Their last song was called UK Hot With It. Do you know that one?
Nope.
It didn't even chart.
Well, why would it? It was 20... What'd you say? 13?
2013. So
Solid Crew. Yeah. Last time I remember hearing anything about So Solid Crew, it was when MC Harvey got put in prison for something.
That is in the history. It's not 2013. I don't know where that was, but yeah.
Well, it was probably later than that, I think.
Maybe.
For some reason, I think it happened while I was in Wood Green, I think, which would put it somewhere between 16, 17, 18.
The last thing they've got on here is, in 2013, Harvey and Asher D appeared alongside many other garage pioneers in a documentary exploring the legacy of UK garage, Rewind Forever, the History of UK Garage. That's the last thing that happened in their history, apparently. There we go. I only know one of these songs, by the way.
21 Seconds.
Yeah, that's the only song I know. I might know They Don't Know, but I don't know.
No, it said in the title.
Listen, I wasn't meant to be like... that wasn't meant to be a pun, but it ended up as one, I'm afraid. That's the other highest chart, as third. Maybe I've heard that one. Don't know. Why have you been listening to So Solid Crew, Louis?
I don't know. I was just like...
They said it. I told you.
Yeah.
I was just in a bit of a garage kick.
Also, Mega Man is in So Solid Crew.
Oh, is that what he's doing nowadays?
Yeah. He beat Wiley. Yeah.
And now he's dropping bars.
That's what happens when you beat Wiley.
G-Man is in the, you know, is in the guy who's like, you know, being a bit horrible to Gordon Freeman.
On the Half-Life ones, yeah.
Yeah, he is a bit of a sussy imposter, isn't he? That
also, I don't really know, but because it doesn't tell me, but the twins make out as one crew member. And that confuses me, because it's surely two of them.
There's two people. What do you say?
Yeah, but you don't get one without the other, right?
I mean, also, Oxide and Neutrino count as one member, but that's... I assume they're two different people as well.
Yeah, to be fair, they also have their own gig, don't they?
I think that's probably the... Yeah, that's that. I don't know who the twins are, but sure, that's... Yeah, there we go.
I know who Oxide and Neutrino are.
I have heard the name before. I have definitely heard the name before. I don't know if I know any of their like stuff, but I've definitely heard the name before.
I don't know. It's very mediocre stuff, I think.
They also had So Solid Kids, which included members Samantha, Skip, Frost, and Thrust.
What?
I don't remember the So Solid Kids.
You don't remember the So Solid Kids? You don't remember Kids?
I'm going to go ahead and say So Solid Kids did not have a chart exit.
You did not remember Samantha, Skip, Frost, or Thrust? I can't click So Solid Kids, to be fair. I didn't even have a Wikipedia entry, so... that's as far as I know.
Of course, most famous thing from So Solid Crew, probably, So you Solid would suspect Kids. At this point, is...
Obviously.
Ashley Walters, right?
I don't know. What?
The actor who is in probably most famously Top Boy. But also loads of other things.
I don't know, more importantly,
in my brain, Hustle from 2000.
What was his So Solid Crew name?
Asher something.
Asher D.
Asher D.
Got Ashley Walters. Ashley Walters, yeah. There he is. He's there. Yeah.
You're welcome.
He is a human that exists. It's 40.
I mean, he's very successful actor, but yeah, sure.
Sure. I'll agree with you, yeah.
Good, you better. You start with me.
He's been
he was in the Alex Rider Stormbreaker, not the new one, the bad one from back in the day, which is brilliant, and I love.
Wolf.
I can't remember his character name, but he was in it, and that's more important to me.
Stephen
Fry's in it, and he gives Alex Rider a DS.
Cool. I'm trying to look at the films that he's been in that I've heard of in general. Speed Racer, is that what I think it is? It is, yeah, Speed Racer.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not what I think it is, but it's the same thing.
Yeah,
it's the Wachowskis Speed Racer one.
Yeah, no, I was assuming it was... I mean, I didn't know that the Wachowskis did a film Speed Racer. I know of the original
You Speed didn't Racer. Know the Wachowskis did a live-action
Speed Racer
version
no.
of Speed Racer?
No.
Oh my god.
I'm not exactly up to date with the Wachowskis, to be fair.
Yeah, but the fact... All I know is
they did the Matrix and asked about it, to be fair.
Yeah, but even I knew that, and I haven't even watched all the Matrix films.
I've not watched any of the Matrix films.
Yeah, but I'm me. And even I know that. Disgraceful from you. Disgraceful. Thingy's also in that as well.
Thingy who?
I can't remember his name, it's not important.
John Goodman. Rain.
You can keep reading out people who are in Rain. It. I'm not going to be able to tell you.
Okay, sure. Cool. There's just a K-pop dude in there as well, apparently. He's called Rain. There we go. That's the Speed Racer segment of the show.
Speed Racer. That was a thing.
I didn't know. I think maybe in the back of my head I probably did, but and I was thinking of the cartoon.
Louis, you knew about the live action Speed Racer, right?
No.
This is how I found out the cartoon existed, was because that thing came out.
Oh. I found out the cartoon existed from Scrubs.
Did you see?
You know, he sings the theme song, doesn't he?
Does he? I don't know. I've never watched Scrubs. See? That's a lie. I've seen like half of a series or something. Did you see what's his name from Scrubs? Dating Thingy?
He was dating Florence Pugh. He's no longer dating Florence Pugh.
I knew you would have seen it because it was trending on Twitter. But what happened? What?
I don't know.
That threw me for a loop.
Well, that they were dating anyway, or that they broke up.
Well, yeah, it wasn't the fact that they are no longer dating. It's the fact that at any point they were dating.
I don't know when Florence Pugh.
Adam, please.
I only know her because I listened to the Scrubs the podcast that they did, and he talked about her. Because
I mean, she's an actress on the rise, to be fair, but
she was in the Black Widow film, but I didn't watch that.
Yeah, Black Widow, Little Women, Midsommar.
Midsommar Murders, as you say?
No, just Midsommar.
Damn.
As in the emotional thingy that came out recently, not the old thing.
Not the greatest English thing alive. That's not true, it's not alive.
But that's just weird to me.
What, that they were...
I'm not gonna lie, there's at least 20 years
difference between them. There is a big age gap, yeah, there is a...
This is what I said to my girlfriend about it, right? I was like, I don't know if you... Like, I don't know if I could do that.
Well,
you know, like,
someone,
if I was,
she's 26.
If I was, it's not really, it's not even just the age difference, although it is the age difference. It's the fact that when she was in primary school, she probably watched Scrubs.
Oh yeah, that would be weird.
That's the bit that throws me off about
it. There is an 11-year age difference between the two of them. Not 11,
that's,
sorry.
No,
sorry,
it's
no,
got
to
be
no,
more
no.
than that.
20, a 21-year age difference, sorry.
There you go, I was going to say it's got to be at least 20.
I didn't
20.
Do that. Yeah, there's a 21-year age difference between them.
She's like 26.
She's 26 and he's 47.
Nah, it's not even like I say, it is the age difference, but it's also just the fact that she definitely
she was one of the biggest shows in the world at that point, right? When she was like, I guess,
like,
in school.
Like, here's the thing, like, I often don't watch things, even I have seen episodes of Scrubs, which means that she 1000% did
almost definitely.
When did Scrubs air? You're on Wikipedia. You're
doing it now. It first aired in October 2001.
You get the bruv.
It lasted for 19 seasons.
She could have been in nursery.
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't figure out the maths in my head. Probably more likely reception, but still. Bruv.
Hold on, what's
that? Nah. Not having it.
She was 5. She was 5 when Scrubs died.
Yeah, this is why that's weird.
I agree, it is weird. It is weird. It's very odd. I don't know anyway, because did you hear about what's his name? Dane Cook.
No.
I don't know. I haven't heard about him. This guy's an American comedian, right? Apparently he got married to an 18-year-old recently. And they were dating for a few years before that.
Interesting. I'm going to need to wrap this up really soon.
Okay, sure. We're on the hour, I guess. Yeah, that's fine. No worries. I will do
so. Also, I like the way you timed that. Makes it sound like you heard that and went, I need to go. This isn't okay. I don't want to know about this. Which I appreciate. You heard that. You heard potential, let's be honest, weirdness. Mm. And you went, do you know what? I think we should just stop talking now. I don't want to.
It's fair play. I guess we should should do it.
I mean, I guess technically, like, it's fair game, but at the same time, it's a bit weird. Like, it's a bit like.
Are you talking Zach Braff or are you talking Dane Cook? Because I agree the Zach Braff thing is fair game, but it is weird. The Dane Cook thing, I don't think is fair game.
No.
Okay, that's fine. And with that, I guess we will stop talking, won't we? Thank you very much, everyone who came by, had a listen, did the thing, you know, that sort of stuff. If you want to give us a follow, give us a little subscribe on the YouTubes, that's cool too. I'm happy with that if you want to do that.
Give me a sub on the Better Cuts YouTube channel.
Could do that too.
I'm four subs away from 200.
Oh.
And if it's hit 200 subs, I will do the 200 subscriber Minecraft special.
There we go. Follow Better Cuts on YouTube, but not the wrong one.
I'll get my friend's kid brother to record it. It'll be funny.
Excellent. Do it. And until next time, I suppose we'll see you. Goodbye.
So, bye-bye.
Bro,
they've been together since potentially she was 17. I don't know how I feel about it. This is...
Jesus Christ.